Now time on the program to head to the offices of Mind Food Headquarters. Michelle McHugh's standing there, our food director today, and I will have some lime in my gin and tonic. We're talking limes, aren't we?
We are talking limes today, and actually I have to say, I'm going to tell you that limes can be used more than just a garnish, Ben, in a drink. We've got, you know, you can use them for desserts and condiments, salad dressings, meats and vegetables. That's just the raw form, or you can use them in cooking, and because they've got the beautiful acid that, you know, adds a great touch to Mexican and Vietnamese and all sorts of Asian dishes.
Mm-hmm. So how would you cook with limes?
Well, we've and the issue that's coming up on sale for the June issue, we've got four lovely recipes. We've got a Mexican corn tortilla, and that's served with a lime salad. So we've just used the flesh of the lime and a little bit of juice. We've also got some beautiful fritters, which is we're using a lime curd with those. So how beautiful does that sound? Beautiful little donuts with a nice lime curd. And we've also gone a little bit further and we thought, well, it's getting colder, let's do a lime and rum bread and butter pudding.
Because it's wintry food too.
Oh, it is now. It's getting colder this morning, I have to admit. It definitely is a bit colder. And then just to give you another zing in their mouth, we've got a lovely recipe for lime pickles, which is using a quartered lime, and they last for a little while in the fridge too. So that you can use those to serve with lots of curries and, you know, just to liven up that curry when you're having dinner over an evening.
Does it have medicinal purposes, lime?
It's used as a bit of a detox, a slice of lime or some lime in your water in the morning. I think that Mike's mother has lemon, and lime's from the same family, and I'm sure it'd be a great detox.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of people putting it into their hot cup of tea, or not having it tea, but just having hot water and lemon.
Yeah, and actually they've got a bit of a trick for that. If you pop your lime in the microwave for a few seconds, you're going to get a lot more juice out of it. Pop the whole lime in there, then it just releases a lot more of the juice, which is quite good to get. You make it go a little bit further, because sometimes they're a bit expensive, aren't they?
They are expensive.
When they're in season, they're beautiful, and you should use them. But also, while I'm on the phone, we've just launched a beautiful winter cookbook, which is a collection of our favourite lime recipes. Well, favourite recipes, and lime is one of those recipes that ingredients included.
Yes.
And the cookbook is absolutely beautiful. You can buy it on mindfood.com.
Yep.
And in the cookbook, we've got all sorts of different recipes. We've got a coconut and kofa lime creme brulee. Mm-hmm. And we've got beautiful Asian short ribs. And, I'm looking at the pictures now and thinking, oh, they just look beautiful. And then we've got a lime salad. So there's lots and lots of things you can do with lime at the moment.
I know, and you then have to go out and do all these wonderful recipes and then take photographs of them.
Oh, I do. We've got a fantastic team of people who work with us on creating our recipes and shooting the recipes. So we're very, very lucky that we've got a very talented team. Mm. And actually in the magazine, we've got How to Grow Lime. So there's Sally Cameron's written us some really good tips on there on how to grow lime.
Fantastic. Well, when we next talk to Angus Stewart in the garden, we should ask him about what's the best care for lime trees, hey?
Well, exactly. That sounds like a good idea.
Well, Michelle,
you've got them all. Grow your lime.
That's it. Well, Michelle, thank you very much for adding some limes to the menu today.
It's a little bit zesty today on a cooler day.
Yes, you put the swing into spring when limes come out. And we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, see you later.
I tell you what, she's always so much fun. So for more details, jump onto mindfood.com and find out more about limes.